Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Find your center today. Really identify it. Finding your center is so important also known as anchoring in, rooting down is really important because it's your stillness. And if you ever want to be good at this authentic eating thing, eating from intuition, then you've got to learn to anchor in, to center yourself, to release all of the emotions you're feeling. And not just emotions, but just like the uncomfortable feelings that you're having before you eat. It's really important that you're not uncomfortable when you're eating, because you need to be in tune with the body, in tune what your needs are in order to nourish yourself and even to get to the place where weight loss is possible. So how do you do it if you've been pushing against yourself for so long? How do you let yourself relax? If you're someone like me, like I was, all I knew about was anxiety. It's like I've been watching this show lately. This movie. I watch movies and shows in parts because I never actually sit to watch things. I'm not really that crazy about TV. I don't like sitting and watching. It's like I like to be doing action-oriented stuff. So TV isn't a thing for me. And I've been watching this movie. So I'll sit and watch. And I know I haven't really announced it, but I had my sixth baby this year. That's where I've been. Disappeared for a while because I'm having a baby. I had a son. He's 3 months now. Beautiful. But what I'll do is when I'm nursing him, I will turn something on TV if I know he's going to be a while, if he's fussy and he doesn't want to just go directly to sleep. So I put on this movie about Selena Gomez. I love Selena Gomez. I love her music. And I've just been watching it. I think it's on Netflix, I think. But it's a documentary about her life and how she has anxiety or had anxiety. And she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And basically anxiety, just strong forms of anxiety, nothing different. And it reminds me of being in that moment of, sorry, it's loud out here. I'm sitting outside on my porch having my coffee, but it's morning. Not too early, because I don't know what early mornings look like with the newborn, but you know, bipolar disorder is nothing more than anxiety. All of these, there's so many things that pop off from anxiety that are just part of the anxiety spectrum. And one of the things about losing weight with eating intuitively is, back before I healed my binge eating disorder and my own generalized anxiety disorder, I experienced, you know, extreme amounts of anxiety, and I discovered my center. I discovered this peaceful place within myself
And it was the only way that I could actually find peace through the day. Really just knowing what that felt like. Which is why it's so important. It's really important to know what that feels like. Because even as you go through your day and you go through stress and it never goes away. You know, anxiety is something that goes away. Okay, so the disorder goes away. You can heal that, but you always have the ability to bring anything back if you don't follow the same tools that you've been doing to heal yourself, right? You could pile all those emotions back on with worry, stress, fear. So having your center is really important, because when you start to have these challenging emotions, you can move to your center, surrender to your center, and really be there, honing in on that peaceful part of you. So today I urge you to get out there in life, and if you haven't already practiced feeling your center, moving into your center, knowing your center, then do it. Do it. Find it. I would suggest making it a practice that first thing in the morning, before you do anything else, you sit and you relax as much as you possibly can, to the point of just feeling easy, really easy, and nice and peaceful within yourself. And then from there, that's your foundation, that's your center. And take that out into your day. Take that feeling of peace and calm, that energy of stillness, that's the energy of stillness. Take that. Take that into your day. And before you go to eat anything, make sure you're there with it, centered in that stillness. Eventually, it gets really easy. It's not a challenge anymore, and life just becomes simple when it comes to eating. It's not challenging. You just eat when you're hungry. You eat when you want something, and there's a stillness there. It's not an anxiety pulling you to eat. It's not an emotion or stress. It's just a simple want of food, and it gets there. And that's really the path to intuitive eating. That's really the path to successfully getting to your body set weight point, is allowing your body to tell you when it needs food and not eating outside of yourself, right? So make it your goal to find your center today. All right? All right, I love you. I am on Spotify. Get on Spotify, download the Spotify app, and then send me questions. You can just send me questions right on the app. It's pretty dope. Download Spotify, and then we can talk. All right? All right, I love you. Talk soon.